Time to find out what he's doing around the Muswellbrook district with Deputy Mayor Rod Scholes. Rod, how you doing, mate?
All right, Ben. How are you?
Not too bad. Everything went well for the vice-regal visit yesterday?
Yes, quite an impressive lady is our state governor, the Honourable Margaret Beasley, as a judge and lawyer. And it was great to see all the Horn family up here for the laying of the foundation stone for the Donald Horn building, which is the new Tech 2 building, which is going up between the Wiedemann Cottage and Loxton House. And Donald Horn was his most famous book, I suppose, is The Lucky Country, but he was a prolific journalist and fiction and historian. Very honoured to have the family here yesterday.
I was just going to ask how it's going along with the Green Caffeine.
Green Caffeine going well. So this is a reusable cup scheme, a single-use cup. So Gallery Cafe at the Art Gallery is involved, and there's also some other cafes around the Hunter and the Muswellbrook area are also involved. It's, as I said, a sustainable reuse, free of charge for the coffee cup scheme. So you simply download the Green Caffeine app and sign up and get a reusable cup from the Gallery Cafe or any other cafe, and then enjoy your coffee, then return the cup to any Green Caffeine coffee, and if you return it within 30 days, that coffee cup is completely free, like a library for coffee cups. I've only just downloaded the app myself, I must say.
Are you a prodigious coffee drinker, mate?
Mate, I've been known to slosh through the day. sometimes my eyes are wired. The one thing is, as I said, it's like a library card, so if you've got to return the cup to a participating cafe within 30 days, or
you own
a library fee, a late fee.
Yeah.
Which advantage of it is a lot of the other reusable cups, you have your coffee and you stick it in your car. It sits there in the sun for a couple of hours. Remaining coffee ferments. Then you take it home, wash it. Then you've got to remember to put it back out in your car for the next time you want a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So I'm very refined about, I tend to use the reusable coffee cup about every second or third time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't have one with me. And so with this one, you just return it. They take it away. They wash it. You get a new cup and a fresh cup of coffee, and away you go. I like the concept.
Yeah, it's a wonderful initiative on so many levels. Now, just very quickly, still looking for community grant applications because they close very soon.
Yes, they close on Friday the 26th. So I thoroughly recommend people jump on the Muswellbrook Council website, have a look at the details, and if you think that the grant might be able to help yourself or your organisation, put in an application and go for it.
And the waste pickup, almost finished?
Yes, we are running a bit behind schedule because just the sheer volume that has been put out this year.
Yeah.
But it's going well and should be finished this week. Sandy Hollow and Denman are on the agenda for this week. And the other thing with regards to waste is the waste facility will be shut for the half-day holiday on the 26th of March for the Muswellbrook Racing Club's Cup Day.
That's right, the Muswellbrook Gold Cup on the 26th of March. So everybody who's anybody has got half a day off that day, so there's no point in the waste transfer being open because no one's going to turn up.
That's right, you'll be out at the races, putting out our fascinators, and I look quite good in a fascinator, and away we'll go.
Well, that's a picture you've left us with. Thank you very much, Rod. We look forward to joining you to talk more about the Muswellbrook Shire Council next week. Thanks, mate.
Okay, thanks, Ben.